Our next presenter paper is fungicide treatments for improved germination for switchgrass seed. Michael Anderson, Mandahar Wu, and Vadvol Kaur, and Michael Anderson will be presenter.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here. As you know, switchgrass is a major biofuel crop, and in order to realize its potential as a biofuel crop, it's very important that we have seed quality associated, because without good substantial seed quality, it's very difficult to establish production fields. So as far as switchgrass goes, we're aware that the dormancy is a major problem in establishing fields. You can get major crop failure because of dormancy problems. Essentially, switchgrass is relatively unimproved compared to other grass species, and so therefore you have this natural dormancy mechanism that's associated with that. But while we were looking at this and doing a number of tests, we examined a number of seed lots, and we found that there was also a major fungal contamination with the seeds themselves. And so we wanted to address this problem as well. And so we looked into literature, and I couldn't find any reports on control of fungal contamination in switchgrass. So that prompted us to do this survey or this screening of switchgrass seed using a number of fungicides. So our objective was first to determine the effectiveness of some commonly available fungicides for reducing fungal growth in switchgrass seed. And then finally, we wanted to do this both using a system, a paper germination system, as well as a soil system, because the soil system being a little bit more realistic than the paper, we thought we might see some differences there as well. And then finally, the other step was to identify a number of the fungi associated with the seed rot within switchgrass itself. We used a number of commonly available fungicides, including Maneb, Captan, Heritage, Daconil, Mycobutanil, and Tilt. And all of these fungicides have been used in a variety of crop species, all of them in seed treatments as well. And so we thought we'd start with these and do a basic screening. Here's the basic chemical structures of all of these, of all of the fungicides. They belong to different classes, basically. And our germination test, we used three varieties. The first one, Alamo, Canlo, and then a recently released variety, Cimarron. Again, we used one layer of germination paper and blotting paper in these trays, germination trays. Switchgrass seed requires 0.2% potassium nitrate for germination, and then also we set the put them in these germination chambers set at 8 hours, 30 degrees C day, and 16 hours, 15 degrees C night, and recorded germination as 4 millimeters of radical emergence every day. When we looked at the various fungicides, okay, over here we have them on the various fungicides listed here, and looked at their effectiveness in controlling the percentage of fungal infected seed. Okay, in all three varieties, we found that pretty much most of the fungicides were effective in controlling the fungal rot of the seed in these germination tests. We could see a large difference among the controls as well with the varieties, different varieties, with Canlo showing a much lower incidence of fungal infestation. The highest was Cimarron, and then the intermediate was Alamo. But you can see from this, just from the controls alone, that in each seed batch, we had anywhere from 30 to 15 to about 5% of the seed was contaminated with fungi, which would rot the seed before it could germinate. So we looked at this, and there were some highly significant differences, and these are Bonferroni values here, basically. Highly significant in pretty much all, especially Alamo and Cimarron. We noticed that Canlow didn't have very many, except for here, saw with tilt, and that there was a significant reduction. But because Canlow had such a low incidence of fungal infection, that the significance level wasn't quite demonstrated here. Okay, so apparently we get fungicides significantly reduced the fungal infected seeds in most. In fact, all of them did. And the greatest reduction was found, first of all, in Maneb, which was right over here, and here, and here. Maneb, followed by Captan, and then followed by Tilt, was the next best one. There was an interaction between the fungicides and the varieties, a significant interaction indicating that this effect is variety dependent. And the most fungal infested varieties apparently was Cimarron, followed by Alamo, and then Canlow itself. In Cimarron seed, about 30% of the seed was infested with these seed rot fungi. We wanted to look a little bit about, examine the effect of the fungicide treatment on germination properties themselves. So here we determined the germination of the seeds treated with the fungicide, and we included the infected seed in the germination percentages as well. And here we can see that we did get with Alamo a significant increase in the level of germination above that of control. The others, we didn't see any significant increase. With Canlow, we saw this decrease relative to control, and much of it was significant. Cimarron, there was the significant difference with Tilt alone. And so, at least with Alamo, you do get a significant increase in the amount of germination when treated with fungicides, but with Canlow, that difference is significant. In many cases, significantly decreased. Okay, so and then also there was an interaction between the variety and fungicide treatments as well in this case. So fungicides generally increased germination in Alamo, but reduced it in Canlow. And we indicate that fungicides were more effective with those varieties that had greater fungal contamination. Okay, well, what happens if we look at the effect of the fungicides on germination alone? And so in this case, we're excluding the infected seed and just looking at the effect on germination by itself. And again, we see with Alamo that basically there's just a couple of incidences where there's just one incidence where numerically it was above that of control. Cimarron, most again were below control, and in fact significantly so in the case of Tilt and some of these other fungicides. And then with Canlow, again we got a number of decreases relative to control. So what we see this, looking at it this way, it shows the effect of the fungicide itself on germination. Okay, and so most treatments here show a reduction in germination compared to control. And we take that to mean that there's some toxic effect on the germination process with a number of these fungicides itself, which need to be taken into account with if we're ever using fungicides as a seed treatment. Okay, so what we thought we would do next was look at the effect of using the soil matrix. Many of these germination tests were originally done on paper media, but what we wanted to do is use a soil matrix and test, look at emergence, percent emergence under soil conditions. And we used our best fungicides, Captan and Maneb, and compared them again with control. And we saw here with Alamo, again, that there was a dramatic reduction in emergence when using the fungicides, either Captan, significantly so with Maneb, Cimarron less so, and Canlo, we saw this reduction as well in emergence when treating with the fungicide. So, again, we selected the two best ones. Germination was generally lower and significantly reduced in Alamo, and this contrasts with the results on the paper germination tests when we treated with Captan and Maneb, where basically Captan showed a increase over that of control. So the hypothesis is when you move from a paper media to a soil-based media, that's a totally different situation. You have a number of microorganisms that may help control some of these seed rotting fungi itself. And so that's our hypothesis, that there are some soil microorganisms in the soil media that essentially increases the germination rate in the control itself. So here we had reduced germination in the soil, and that the reduction is possibly due to the toxic effect of the fungicide itself, as we saw in the paper control. Fungal identification, I'll quickly move through this. Basically, we extracted the fungi from the switchgrass seed, we extracted in the DNA, then we used the 18S primers to using the so-called universal primers to amplify 900 base pair fragment, sequenced it, this PCR product, and then identified it based upon the NCBI database using BLASTAN. Okay, a number of seed rot fungi were associated: Alternaria, Aspergillus, Bipolaris, Fusarium, Penicillium, Rhizopus, and a number of unknown fungi were present there. If you look in the literature for each of these, you find that all of them are associated to some extent with seed rot in a number of crops, and particularly Aspergillus and Fusarium. And so Penicillium was interesting in that it was maybe a biocontrol agent, may produce some compounds that may be of biocontrol interest. Okay. We'd like to acknowledge the Oklahoma Bioenergy Commission and the following people for their work on this project. Thank you.
Thank you very much.